without the touch of the Master's hand. Praise the Lord this morning for Jesus. Thank God He sent His Son to die for us. And let me just say up front, on the front end of our service this morning, if you are with us and you do not know for sure, if you died today, heaven will be your home. If you do not know with absolute certainty that if you were to die, that heaven will be your home, my prayer is today you would make sure. And we have several that will meet you and talk to you, whoever you may be, and instruct you in the Scriptures so that you may know that you have eternal life. And although also those watching on Facebook, there may be someone who needs to get born again. And that would be just a wonderful thing today to start the service off, to end the day at some point today, for someone to trust Jesus as their Savior. That would be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I want to welcome everyone this morning to Calvary Baptist Church. Good to see everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. And if you're not, just take an hour, a pause break on that, and allow the Lord to just speak to your heart this morning. And I promise you, you'll feel well and much better after that. Well, we're only 1 week away from Jubilee. Praise the Lord. Is anybody excited about that? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We had Jubilee. Our last Jubilee was in 2020. And I can remember the very Sunday after Jubilee that I preached. And I preached on the fish and the loaves. And that was the last Jubilee we had. I just remember that message particularly. Last year we did not have Jubilee because of the pandemic. But this year we're having it. And we tried to have gone all out this year. For those that belong to Calvary, we'll have a meal each night, Monday through Thursday. We're having it catered. Gourmet eating, very good food. And so we're thankful for that. And of course, we're continuing that of how it's been for Jubilee here at the church through the years. Just help the families who are coming from work to have a little meal before service. And so we're excited about that. We're excited about Sunday morning, Brother Snyder being with us, opening things up for our Jubilee. Of course, you know Brother T.D. is not well, is not able to be here. But his son will be on Sunday night. Looking forward to that. Sunday morning, the Perrys will be leading things off for us. Sunday night, the old pass will come in. And then on Monday, we'll have Brother Ricky Gravely from Rossville, Georgia. And we'll be having Jaden's Call singing. On Tuesday, we'll also have Jaden's Call singing. But Brother David Smith will be preaching. You know Brother David Smith very well. What a blessing he is. And then on Wednesday, we're having the Floyd Road Choir, a little different this year. We've put forth the money to have some good singing groups here, and so we want to use them the whole service. And so we're going to put Floyd Road's Choir, or we did put Floyd Road's Choir on Wednesday to kind of help boost attendance a little bit and have a choir with us. And then Brother Keith will be preaching. And then on Thursday, Brother Craig Edwards from Mount Airy, North Carolina, a.k.a. Mayberry, will be preaching with us. And for those who do not know, that's where Andy Griffith used to live. Mount Airy, North Carolina. True story. Mayberry. And his home place is there. Floyd's Barbershop is there. If you've never been there, it's a great little tour to take through Mount Airy. And, of course, we'll have special singing. We'll use our talent for Thursday night. But looking forward to that. Let me mention some folks on our prayer list. Remember Brother Ed Sanvey. Jeff and I was able to go to the hospital and visit with them, although they just let me go back and not Jeff. But Jeff was there to support, and Brother Ed is he's been in a room. He did have a stroke. He's not doing that well. The next move will be to rehab. He will stay there for a while, and so we're just praying for God's best for Brother Ed, Miss Marianne and family. Bobby and Nancy McClendon, everyone knows them, that come here to Calvary. On early, either late Thursday night, early Friday morning, their son-in-law, Greg Connolly, 49 years old, passed away. Christy and I know Brother Greg very well. We know his wife Kelly and their son Tanner. This is just an absolute shock. I mean, you know, we say that when folks pass, but really, the sudden deaths are just an absolute shock. He had some trouble with his blood sugar. It was very high, and he, for like three nights, he was staying up all night, worried and concerned and praying, him and his wife. And then it was, I believe, that third night, he was actually going to the restroom, and he fell out and he passed away. But his visitation will be tomorrow at West Cobb Funeral Home from 5 to 8 p.m., and then the funeral services will be at Burnt Hickory. They were a family members over at Burnt Hickory. That'll be at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. So just remember the McClendon family and all of them. Barbara Anderson is doing pretty good. Jeff and I stopped by over there on the way back, and I'll tell you, I'm sure Brother Brian, Miss Darlene knows this, and others who visited, but we had a mini church service in their room. I believe her roommate's name is Judy, but Brother Jeff brought the harmonica, and Miss Judy got to testifying, and she started singing. Brother Jeff threw in the harmonica, and it was really a beautiful thing. Miss Barbara, she was part of it, just absorbing it all and smiling. And for just a moment, the Lord visited us there, and their hearts were blessed. But I'll tell you, and Brother Jeff will tell you, we feel like we were more blessed on the way out. And so what a humbling experience. Just continue to remember Miss Barbara. Go by and see her. She would love, love, love to see you. I know we have others that are shut in. They would love a phone call and a visit as well. One more thing as far as prayer request goes. We need to pray for Ukraine. Much prayer for Ukraine is needed. On my way out this morning, I was kind of listening to the news and in the car a little bit on the way here. But a few things. The Ukraine, they're actually, they have been trying to oppose Russia themselves. In fact, one news reporter said they were surprised at the of how Ukraine was opposing. They thought that Russia would just go in and totally eliminate, but they're trying the best they can. They're trying to stand up for themselves. And I kind of feel like Russia's being a bully. And part of me, won't, I know I'm no match, but that fight on the inside to defend is in my heart. And we can defend them in prayer. If we can't defend them in person, we certainly can't in person. But they're being bullied by Russia. There's actual citizens that are hiding in underground bomb shelters. They played audio of families screaming and dying and being shot. There are citizens that are crossing dangerous borders into other countries. I could not imagine. For one moment, I imagined what would it be like if that happened here? God forbid. God forbid. That would be, I just can't, you know, put a thought as to, you know, what that would be like. So let's pray for Ukraine this morning. Let's remember them in our prayers and pray for God to do a work in that. Also, Brother Harold, did you say you had a couple prayer requests? Go ahead, brother.
I have to ask for your prayers for two families. First, my son Kevin married Misty, most of you know. Her brother is working in New Orleans. He worked at a company all over the country. So he was in New Orleans. And the pain got so bad he couldn't do anything. He finally went to the hospital and found out that he had colon cancer.
We sure will. Thank you for sharing your heart, Brother Harold. Yeah. Is that okay to mention that? And just one last prayer request, Max. And so, and of course, our young people are back from snow ski trip, and so we're so glad they had a great time there. But anyway, just remember him and some other young people in your prayers when you pray. In saying that, normally we have music, message, and a meal, the three M's. But tonight we may do things a little different. I do want to have special Jubilee prayer tonight, and hopefully we have a few of our young people maybe just giving a report of the ski trip, how it went, and some things that they were blessed with. So we'll be doing that. At the conclusion of the service, we're extending our special offering for our singing groups one more Sunday. If you haven't given yet and you can and would like to, on our way out today, you can give for that. Let me add this part to that. Originally, I said that we'd like to take up an offering to help out with the singing groups. Well, that's what we're doing with that money, but on the same token, we were talking, Ceylon and I, a couple others, and deacons, we're just talking about, well, maybe we can use some of that, give the singers a portion, but also use the other part of it to help out with the catering that we're going to have. And so I wanted to relay that to you guys because it's your money you're giving that we are really going to spread it as far as we can, and I believe we'll have enough to give to the singers a good portion, both singing groups. All three singing groups, and then also help out with some of the catering. Just wanted to be transparent with what we're doing with that money, so thank you for that. And the last thing would be on Saturday, this coming up Saturday, I will be here at 10 o'clock, again, continuing to have special Jubilee prayer. And if you'd like to meet me here, you can. I know we're having prayer tonight. I did want to extend that on Saturday. And so if you can make that, that'd be great. And maybe if you have any loose ends you'd like to tie up and finish up for Jubilee, that'd be a great time. And if you need to get in any earlier, a deacon can let you in. But I'll be here at 10. Brother Harold. Okay, we'll talk. Thank you, brother. Father, we love you today. We thank you. We praise you. A lot of things, a lot of details around here. And Father, we're thankful that we have an opportunity to work and labor for you. And Father, we just want things to be great for you. We want souls to be saved. We want lives to be changed. We want to be able to come in here Sunday in, Sunday out, Wednesday in, Wednesday out. Lord, to draw strength from the scriptures. And so, Lord, we're thankful for the ministry you have here. We pray today that you would bless the service, bless these families, bless, oh Lord, all of the requests that were made. I pray that your hand would be upon every heart in life today. Bless the singing, the offering, and the preaching, and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you hear the urgency of the prayer request? We have all, over the past weeks, heard of those that seem to be leaving here at such a young age. 46 years old. We've heard other prayer requests this morning. We've all witnessed that they're seems to be such an urgency in the land in which we live. the choir sang this morning and said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If there's ever been a time that we need to give ourselves to prayer, it's today. I've had an opportunity this week to share with someone about the Lord and what He might want to do in their life. If there's ever been a time that we need to be a witness, Brother Harold, for the Lord, it's today. We need to tell everyone we know about the Lord, because we just never know what a week holds. I mean, look what's happened in the lives of someone in a week that they had no idea of what was even going on within them. And I'm telling you this morning that when you call upon the name of Jesus, that's the only thing that will work and change people's lives forevermore. Did you hear the urgency of the pastor? The first phrase he said this morning was, you may be here and you may not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Or maybe on Facebook, you may not know the Lord. There's not a more important decision that you will make in your entire life than accepting the Lord as your Savior. We've all said it. I don't know what it would be like. I don't know how people make it that don't know the Lord. Well, you have an opportunity to witness to them. You have an opportunity to tell somebody about Christ. Invite someone to come to church with you next Sunday. Next Sunday morning. It'd be a great opportunity. Invite someone to come that they might experience the amazing grace of God. I can assure you of one thing. I know a man by the name of Snyder Turner who is going to be preparing this very week. If he doesn't already have the message, he's going to be preparing for a message for next Sunday morning. So make that a matter of prayer. Brother Sammy, everyone that will be coming for that week of Jubilee, invite someone to come to the house of God with you. And let's see this place filled. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to use and to mend and mold hearts, because there is something about the name of Jesus. There's just something about that name. Father, we come to you again this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, asking you to be with every prayer request that has been given this morning. And Lord, we could go on and on. There are so many people who are hurting. And Lord, I'm so glad, as CJ said this morning, we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, thank you that you love us and that you care for us the way that you do. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd be with the service this morning, be with our pastor this morning as he brings the message that you have given us. Lord, we've said it many times, but Lord, may our minds and our hearts be open to receive your word. And Lord, to deal with whatever you give us this morning, because we know you have a word for us. We didn't come this way by chance this morning. Lord, this very morning has been orchestrated through the hand of an almighty God and brought us to this place and time. Now, Lord, I pray that you bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. Lord, be in this service today. Touch us. Lord, change us, mold us, and make us in what you would have us to be. That when we leave this place today, we'll be able to say that it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit. We'll praise you. We'll thank you for all that's accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? Because you pray. Hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. But seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You've cried out for help the Savior, and you know you can't give up now because you so deadly, the water's so deep, but try to be patient, 'cause he'll soon bring peace. Just one word from his voice, it all must cease. Hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. But seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You've cried out for help from the Savior, and you know you can't give up now because you prayed all night. 'Cause you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. He knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, 'cause he'll soon bring peace. Just one word from his voice, it all must cease.
Before we get started, it's been probably several months ago that I heard this song. We were actually getting ready for church one Sunday morning, and it came across CJ's phone just playing, and right then I literally said, "CJ, where did this song come from?" Because it just really spoke to my heart. And then we've been meaning to do it, and we decided to pull it out for Jubilee. But I just hope that we've never sang this before. We've only worked on it a few times, and I just pray that you'll just really listen to these words, because we've all been through a storm. We've either been through one, we're going through one, we're going to go through one. We all have. And I know that he's proven to me for many times that in my storm, he never leaves. Yes. Even when it feels like other people may, other people aren't there for you, God is always there. He understands. I've said this many times. He understands our tears. There's been times I had no words, but thank God he knows. He knows the words of my heart, and he understands my tears. So this morning, I do pray that you would just continue to let the Lord speak to your heart as he already has this morning, and I pray that you'll just really listen to these words and let it minister to you as well. Been there in the
sinking down, help me. when the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. 'Cause Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm. I don't know how the story will end. I didn't see the sin, the plans he had for me. But I know that I can trust in the one who's working all things for my good. Though I may not know the answers till I reach the other side, I will keep my eyes on Jesus till my faith becomes sight. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. 'Cause Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm. Lord, you're greater than my problems, greater than my fears. You are greater than my weakness, greater than my tears. And you've never let me down, and you are here with me right now.
Right now,
Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. 'Cause Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through. You are the only one who can help me get through the middle of my
hey, you can really tell when the Lord moves in, can't you? And if you can't, one or two things need to happen. Number one, you need to get saved. Or number two, you need to plug back in. Because Jesus is in this place this morning. I always get kind of nervous on what to do with services like this. But I trust that some hearts have been helped, and maybe you're a little stronger this morning. That's our prayer. 2 Samuel chapter number 9. 2 Samuel chapter number 9. Choir did a tremendous job this morning. Then our ladies group, what a tremendous song and message. And y'all going to sing that during Jubilee, aren't you? Okay. All right. And of course, We know the intention of Jubilee, and the intention of why I just asked them that is not to show off of anything, but it's to minister, Brother Allen. And that song has some ministering potential, as well as the choir songs we sing. All right, all right. Just right quick before we begin reading, does anybody have a strong word of testimony? Don't just get up and say something. If you cannot leave this place without saying something right now, say it. If not, I'm going to read and we're going to preach a minute. I always want to be sensitive for services like this. Amen. Yes.
Today in our Sunday school class, we literally got on our knees in front of our church. I've been a youth pastor for who knows how long. I remember the last time we did that. But we're pleading with God to help the people we bring. Thank God for God who hears us. Thank God
Amen.
For God whose blood has washed away our sins.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for God who we can communicate to and help us in where in the world would we be. Okay.
Thank you, Brother Brown, for that. Anyone else? Amen.
It's easy to say, Lord, just we need you to fill this place with the Holy Spirit. But Lord, we just really need you to fill us with the Holy Spirit that we give us more of.
Amen, brother.
And if we will do that through prayer this coming week and through the week of Jubilee, I believe God can do some marvelous, miraculous things.
Yes, sir.
Just as your heart spoke this morning, that how wonderful it would be for someone to come to know the Lord during that week. Maybe even this very morning, there may be someone here that doesn't know him. Brian, as you gave and you spoke about that prayer request for Brother Harold this morning,
yes.
We just never know how the Lord's working. But for
right.
someone to get saved in such a situation, such a time as that, God will,
Amen.
He will touch and he will use us in times that we have no earthly idea that he might be trying to orchestrate.
Yes, sir.
So let's just pray that we'd be sensitive to what the Lord has this morning, through this week, and preparedness for a week of Jubilee. Because God has us in mind.
Amen.
And I know that God's going to bring some great messages through the week. And I think back over times past, how the Lord has filled this place. And we might not be full in number this morning. We may not be packing the pews. But the same God that has worked over the past years in this church wants to continue to work.
Yes, sir.
CJ brought a great message, great blessing this morning. God's got something in store. We just need to be in tune and plugged in.
Amen.
Have us to be.
Amen, Brother Allen. Amen.
The Holy Spirit can be the ruler and reigner in this church from this day forward.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, men. Amen.
I want to echo off of what Brother Allen said in the middle of my storm. And
bless
my heart was so heavy this morning. I want to stand on behalf of Bobby and Nancy McClendon.
Yes.
Because their son-in-law, as you know, went to be with the Lord. And he was just precious. Greg and Kelly Conley both work at the school. And Greg, 49 years old. bed and didn't know, you know, that she would wake up a widow. And so I just want to ask y'all to pray for that family. And Nancy just messaged me as well and said that, just as a reminder, the funeral is actually, the visitation and the funeral is actually at Burnt Hickory.
Okay,
all
good.
The details are there on the West Hall funeral home site. But as Brother Harold mentioned, his ER across the street, I mean, he went to bed and woke up a widower. He had no idea. So I just really have a heavy heart for these families this morning. So we'll just all be praying for them, and Bobby and Nancy, and especially Kelly as she tries to go back to the school in a few weeks and teach those elementary age kids, and all the lives that Brother Greg touched over the years, from all the times that the years back at Floyd Road that we knew them, and just their faithfulness. And also, just I mentioned this in choir practice as well, and I want to say it again because it's been so heavy on my heart. It means a lot. You know, working from home these past going on 2 years, and returning to the office full time soon, and there in Vinings. But you know, seeing all, I knew over the years all the things that go into Jubilee, but now being at home and Justin in his home office, me in the home office there, and hearing he and Miss Catherine collaborate, and all the logistics that go behind the scenes of Jubilee, from them preparing all the ins and outs, and then again from the catering to Brother Brian down at Junior Jubilee,
yes.
And then
right.
Julie and Chrissy, so faithful to come and serve in the nursery every night.
Amen.
So, you know, so we can have that handled, the nursery. And then for Brother Randy taking off the entire week to handle the sound. Nobody's asking for recognition here, but I just have it
absolutely.
So heavy on my heart from seeing all the behind-the-scenes logistics. And then,
amen.
Again, Jackson and Brayden and all those in the sound room, to Brother Allen, Brother David Barker, Jackson,
yeah.
CJ, the list goes on. There's just so many things involved that we, that are not, you know, the those of us that are coming in to be able to sing and
sure.
to be able to sit and to be a part of, and we don't realize at times. And so I just want to say thank you to you all on behalf of Calvary. But again, just all the things that are involved for Jubilee, and I've prayed for Jubilee now more than ever. So I love you all, and thank you.
This is going to be a jubilation.
Amen.
And I, not on purpose, but on just being so caught up in the last tidbits of preparing for Jubilee, I really failed to emphasize Junior Jubilee so much. And I just want to echo that and say that. Thank you, Brother Brian, through the years, way before we even got here, faithfully, from what I've heard and from the times we've been here, you being down there ministering to our young people and those that come in from the community, thank you for that. And church, let's really pray for Brother Brian during that time this week, the week of Jubilee, that there'll be souls saved down there, lives changed. And, you know, we'll leave somebody out, but the intent was not that at all. The intent was just to say that we're so thankful for our church and our Jubilee. Anybody else?
Screen this morning, screenshot that said pray for
Ukraine. Yes, sir.
And we do have, as Christians, an obligation to pray. That is a rich country. It's not a big country. 40-something million people. But what they have in their resources is what the Soviet Union wants back. They've already fought for their independence from them. They've gained it back. And you said it. Russia's doing just that. They're being a bully.
Yeah.
And they're going in. But my sister-in-law posted pictures yesterday.
Remind me, Brother David, we're going to get him to sing that song too.
Brother Joseph.
Yes, Miss Nancy.
You know, we don't always have to ask for anything. I was on my way to Arbor Mall one time and I was getting ready to turn on 220. My tire busted, so I pulled off. And before I even had a chance to say, Lord, help me, or what am I going to do? A car pulled off in front of me. Backed up, and he said, I saw that, what happened, and because you're on this, you know, turn lane to turn, it's not safe for you, he said, and he changed my tire for me, he put on my, well, it's not really a tire, the donut, whatever you want to call it, and he followed me to the next exit so he could put his hair in that donut, because it had never been used. I mean, I have an old car that had never been used, and like I said, I didn't have to say, Lord, help me, bring me somebody. He brought it without any help, and he was watching out for me.
Amen.
And he brought it when I needed it. And yes. Like I said, I didn't ask for it. Yeah, he just delivered it. And there's a lot of times he gives us stuff and we don't realize it, but this time I knew he was watching out for me, that he brought that person to change my tire. And you know, at first, I'm going to be very honest, I was kind of afraid because he was black. He was the nicest man I had ever met. And he said, I saw that. And he said, I knew you were not safe there.
Wow.
It was just wonderful, wonderful. But God sent that angel to me because I needed him at that time.
School class, we've been studying Ephesians. In chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, Paul tells the Ephesians and reminds them of what they used to be before they were saved. He reminds us what we used to be, the position we were in. We were dead in our sins and our trespasses. But then in verse 4, there's two little words. It says, but God.
Amen.
But God.
Yep.
Because of his love, he came into this world and died in our place. Because, and by doing that, he showed us his mercy and his grace. Those two little words changed everything.
Yes,
but
sir.
I'm so thankful for those two words today.
Yeah. Amen.
I probably know where I'd be if it wasn't for those two words.
Absolutely.
I know. I'm grateful. The rest of that chapter, he talks about how we ought to praise him, how we ought to thank him, and then how we ought to work for him.
That's good.
To do something to bring him honor and glory.
Amen.
Think about that. Think about what he did for you. Don't you think we ought to try to do, we can't repay him. No way we can do that. But just to do something for him. Just for him. How do you do that? By helping other people. By doing something for somebody else. That brings him, if you do it for the right reason, that brings him honor and glory.
Yes,
that's what we were created for. That's what he made us for. I don't want to teach my lesson all over again. I can't get over those two words.
Amen.
I taught them last Sunday and I taught them again today. That changed everything for me.
Amen.
And I just thank him and praise him for his love, for his mercy, his grace.
When did you get saved, Brother Ceylon? You remember what year it was? Remember what year it was that you got saved? You remember what year it was that you got saved? How long have you been saved?
I was 12 years old.
12 years old.
That's 65 years ago.
65 years.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate it. It's a long time of trusting the Lord, and the Lord, in response to your trust, has been faithful. And appreciate your walk, Brother Seelong. Tell you what I feel led to do, if there's nobody else to testify, give about 5 seconds if nobody does, and we'll
get a chance to read Romans 15:30 to the end of the chapter.
All right, Romans 15:30 over here. So make a little note.
Brother Justin.
Go ahead, brother.
Last Wednesday you and I, we talked, and I shared a little bit about what God spoke to me on the work that Wednesday morning, I believe it was. I was thinking of the song as I was going into work about the anchor holds. Although the ship is torn and the ship is battered, the anchor holds. And that's been on my mind all this week. And as I thought about it, and I mentioned it to him on Wednesday, is that anchor in that song is God's hands. The anchor holds. It's God's hands. And I'm reminded of the story of Peter being in the boat. And Jesus tells him, come on, walk on the water. And Peter gets out and he walks on the water. And what happens so often, what we all do, Peter became frightened. And he cried out and said, Jesus, save me. Sometimes with our storms of life, it doesn't have to be an actual ship, but it's our life. The battles that we face, the agonies that we go through.
Yeah.
Who do we cry out to? There's a lot of things that this world offers outside this church. But what do you cry out to? Do you cry out to the bottle? Do you cry out to other things,
right?
But cry out to Jesus.
Amen.
Mount Calvary was not a place for a man to be crucified, but Mount Calvary is a place where a sinner like me was saved.
Amen.
It's a place for those who are going through battles and struggles that we cannot even fathom sometimes, right? But God already knows it's coming, and He's providing a way. And we need to let that anchor, the hand of God, take control. So many times we want to take control and be that captain of that ship. But sometimes we just need to reach our hands up to Jesus and say, God, I can't do it anymore, but I know that you can. It's not by my will, it's not by my might, it's not my power, but it's His.
Amen.
Folks, if I listen to what people said about me in high school and through school, two words I heard. He talked about two words about but God.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the two words that I heard in school was you can't. I was told more than once that you can't do anything because you're this and you're that.
Right.
By the time I was through kindergarten, I was in three different schools. And I was told that I couldn't do anything. I was told I wouldn't walk across the stage and graduate. But I walked out with a great high school diploma.
Amen.
It wasn't because of what I did. It was because of what God did.
Amen, bro.
I was like Moses, who had that speech problem. If you ever met me when I was in high school, when I was in school, the last thing you would ever thought was me standing before a church and reading the Bible. The last thing you would ever imagine would be me sharing anything in public. But you know what? It's not me doing it. It's God.
Amen.
God can take the worst of situations and the worst of anybody, and He can use it for their glory and for their purpose. From Genesis to Revelation, we found how God used broken people.
That's right.
With different testimonies. So what's your excuse, church? Are you afraid because you're afraid what everybody else thinks? Where would Jesus be if He was afraid to go to Mount Calvary?
Amen. say, well, let's do. We don't need any music, no invitation this morning. Come on, Bendy family. Y'all already know what y'all want to do this morning. And we're going to just get right to it. This will be the conclusion of the service, and we want to end on a very good note. Brother Michael and Shauna Bendy came this way a few weeks ago, and immediately, you know, they love the church, love just, you know, everything about it, and as much as they can tell out of one Sunday. And so they came back Wednesday night, and then last Sunday, well, we got to talking and everything, spoke on the phone a few times, a time or two, and then in person, and they've been praying, been looking for a church home. They live here in Powder Springs, and I told them both, I said, let's don't rush anything, but let it develop naturally. And they kept coming and kept coming, and I told Christy, I said, well, I'm just not going to keep putting it off because I don't want them to think, I don't want them to join. And so so it's evident they want to be members of Calvary. They want to help serve here. And get a round of applause this morning. And so they are joining by transfer of letter is from now. And something happens and can't find the letter, then they're joined by statement of faith. And so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Amen. What a wonderful blessing. And, okay, well, if you guys will come over here and just have a seat for a second, I'll dismiss in a word of prayer. I'll do that right here. And I encourage you as we close, just come around and welcome our new members here at Calvary. And I do understand the pandemic thing and all. It's never going to leave. And so just come welcome this sweet, sweet couple. All right. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you today. What a service it's been this morning, Lord. It started in the choir. It started further back than that. It started in Sunday school, Lord. And we're just so very thankful that you are a God who is constantly at work. You never sleep. You never slumber. And Lord, we do lift up Ukraine today. We pray for the very best that you would do things, Lord, that only you can do. We pray for our people here at Calvary. We pray for Maximus this morning, Lord, that you would touch him. Lord, and Lord, allow him to rebound from this situation, Lord, with his jaw and the surgery possibly he's going to have and all the rest of it, Lord. Every life, every person, everything mentioned today, we give it to you and ask, Lord, for your very best. We love you today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, 5 o'clock this evening.